This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
So the question tonight for the Democrats is, what exactly is your foreign policy? That's what I'd like to know. What is your foreign policy? What are you up to? What are you trying to do? Would you have fired John Bolton? You know, I mean, these are the kind of questions that I want to find out from the Democrats. I'd like to know this. See, it turns out you've got some very hawkish people on that stage tonight. Very hawkish, because the Democrat Party is a very hawkish party. And I've long said that. And I've long said it's the reason why Tulsi Gabbard will never win the nomination, because she doesn't want to go in any more war either. But you have some that do, and some that voted for the Iraq war, like Joe Biden, of course. Joe Biden, you know, who says at the time, he walks it back. He regrets his vote back then. They're all over the place on this stuff. You have, I think, some very, very conflicted candidates who don't really know what to do. But the one thing I do know, though, is that they'll all join in on the UN and whatever the UN decides to do. And the other question I have for them is, if these countries around the world won't cut their carbon emissions, what are you going to do about it? No, honestly, what are you going to do? Now, think about it now. They've criticized the president on tariffs on China. I'll talk more about tariffs a little bit later, because there's some good news coming out of that. They've criticized him on tariffs on China. All right, let's say the Democrats are in power and they do tariffs on China and say, unless you get your carbon emissions down, we are putting tariffs on you, doing it to China, to India, the world's biggest polluters. And what if they don't listen? If climate change is the great world threat that we keep hearing about, the great world threat that's going to destroy the earth, that we have less than 12 years. You know, this is the moment where Jor-El tells the council, it's over. You know, we're blowing up here. It's over. If that's the case, and these countries around the world are the problem, because the United States is not the problem anymore, what are you going to do about it? Will you invade China? Why not then? Why won't you invade China? If climate change is the greatest threat we've ever faced, and this is the last chance we have to do something about it, and you have the world's biggest polluters not doing anything to stop, isn't that the equivalent of, committing some sort of mass genocide? So are you not going to intervene militarily? And if you're not going to intervene militarily, are you just going to sit back and let the world end in 12 years? Are you going to contribute to that by taking inaction? Because I've heard over and over again from these candidates that taking no action is unacceptable. We have to do something, do anything. So fine, let's do something. Now, the easy thing they want to do is they want to rejoin the Accords. Okay, join the Paris Accords. Great. Then they want to ban cars with carbon-based engines. Okay, fine. No more cars. Then they want to ban fossil fuels, natural gas. They want to ban coal. Okay, fine. Ban all those things. Guess what? The problem doesn't go away. Why? Because of China, because of India, because of other countries around the world. So what do you do? I'd really like to ask that question. If I were a debate moderator, I'd ask that question. Would you consider military intervention if a nation of the world does not work towards reversing climate change? That's my question that I would ask tonight. And my follow-up question would be, why not? If your answer is no, why not? And, you know, you'd have to push them on it, too, right? Because the Democrats would turn around and say, well, I don't think that would be necessary, because we'll use a series of talks and conversations. And this president goes it alone. And, stop. Answer my question the way I'm asking the question. This is why this debate is not going to be fair, because they don't have me as the moderator. I would literally stop them and say, stop. Answer my question. Don't bring up Trump. Don't bring up your nonsense with negotiations. If a country in the world does not cut their carbon emissions, like China, like India, like the other countries that are bad actors, will you consider military intervention? Yes or no? And if they say no, then I do a follow-up question. Here's my follow-up. This is why they won't come on the show, by the way. They would never come on the show for this reason. And by the way, they're all welcome to. I'm officially extending an invitation to every single Democrat candidate running for president of the United States of America to come on this program. In studio, well, I'll let you be here for the entire 3.5 hours.
No, it's bad radio.
Bad idea?
Bad radio.
All right. I'll let you do an interview for 10 minutes.
Except Tulsi, if she does, well, we could do some squats together.
Well,
we could do like a little exercise fitness segment.
Tulsi can co-host the show as far as I'm concerned. Yeah. As long as she's welcome to come in, and there's a mic right there, she can sit.
Yeah.
You know, I normally have a no one in studio rule, but I mean, you can't. Rules are made to be broken. but that's my question. And my follow-up is, why not, Ben? If you're saying no to military intervention, why not? And then the other question I have then is, if you're saying yes to military intervention against these countries that are bad actors, how are you going to power this military of ours without fossil fuels? How are you going to send all your battleships over there and your nuclear subs without nuclear power? How are you going to do that? How are you then going to defeat these bad actors in the world without fossil fuels to be able to run all the boats and the planes and everything else? So I'd have a series of follow-up questions that I would ask them. But you notice the media in this country never brings up the countries around the world. It's fascinating. We'll hear tonight candidates say that the president has a do-it-alone, go-it-alone foreign policy strategy that is out of control, and the world doesn't respect us anymore because he's going it alone. And then when it comes to the topic of climate change, they'll act as if we are the only country in the world doing anything wrong. And that's how they'll talk, and they'll bring that up over and over again. We have to do this. We are the ones. We must ban. We must do. We must this. And they won't bring up the other countries in the world. So it sounds to me like on that issue, it's actually the United States going it alone. So why? Why are we going it alone on that issue? Meaning, why would you let... I mean, if climate change is as much a threat as Hitler, why would you not invade the country to stop them from polluting? I got to ask. 855-839-1210. 855-839-1210. Of course, they won't ask those questions. You know that. I know that. They're not going to come close to asking those questions tonight. Instead, you'll hear about how erratic the president is. Had the president kept John Bolton and had we gone to war in Iran, you would have heard that this is the president who couldn't say no to John Bolton, and he's too weak, and he listens to the last person he talked to, and the people around him control him, and he didn't want to go to war in Iran, but he had to listen to John Bolton because he's afraid to say no to people. That's what you would have heard. They'll tailor the response to just be the opposite of whatever it is. John Bolton got hired. The media lost their minds. I can't believe he's hiring this war hawk. John Bolton gets fired, the same response, but on the opposite. I can't believe we're back to going it alone. I can't believe he'd get rid of one of the most respected senior foreign policy advisors out there. A man who's got so much experience that he is so revered for his foreign policy knowledge and the way that he's able to just... Come on! You know what I mean? This is... let me read you an example, a paragraph from the AP to prove my point here. The do-it-yourself foreign policy president, Bolton Ouster, confirms it. Ready? Quote, Bolton is a hardliner with well-known hawkish views, working for a president known more for improvisation than ideology. His departure, as world leaders prepare to converge on New York for the annual United Nations General Assembly this month, produces new uncertainty in international affairs already clouded by Trump's do-it-yourself instincts. You see what I mean? Then they go on to say, Bolton is just the latest in a series of seasoned foreign policy hands leaving the Trump administration. I would just like to understand this. You talk about media bias right now. I'd like to understand, if there isn't media bias, why is the media today not going, you know what? This is the president realizing that John Bolton is not consistent with the promises he made on the campaign trail, and the president is listening to people. He's just not listening to people who want war. He's listening to people like Rand Paul and Mike Lee and who else knows, who are actually trying to convince the president the right way to do foreign policy does not involve us trying to regime change every country in the world we don't like. Why is that not the narrative? Why is that not the story? Why is that not what the media is saying over and over and over again? The answer is because they just hate the president. They hate the president, so no matter what the president does, they're going to flip it, skew it, change it, so that they can go after him and attack him on it. Period.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.